Staying in Africa, the Sudanese government has agreed in principle to a ceasefire and a new round of peace talks with Darfur rebels. Yet, despite the paper agreement, the government continues to oppose a UN Security Council plan to replace the 7,000 African Union peacekeepers with over 20,000 UN troops. Anne-Louise Colgan, Director of Policy Analysis and Communications at African Action, told us more about the urgency of the situation in Darfur and why a UN force is needed to ensure that humanitarian workers can reach those most in need.
There's an urgent need for a UN peacekeeping operation, and such an operation was authorized by the UN Security Council back in August. And this force would supplement the small African Union operation that has been on the ground for several years, but that has been overwhelmed and under-resourced to cope with this huge crisis. And so what should happen next is the deployment of a large, robust UN peacekeeping force that can back up the African Union on the ground and restore security to Darfur and provide protection to civilians and humanitarian operations. And the deployment of this force has been deadlocked because the Sudanese government refuses to give its consent. And this is highly problematic because the situation on the ground is getting worse by the day and there's a clear need for this force. And so we are certainly hopeful that the international community will forge ahead with this force that it authorized in the Security Council last year and will ensure that this hybrid operation of African Union and UN peacekeepers is indeed deployed on an urgent basis.